Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Talk of Our New Humanity. I'm your host, Karina Stewart, and we are joined today by Olivia DeMoss. Welcome, Olivia.
Hello, Karina. Well, it's such a pleasure to chat with you. And Karina, I am thrilled to offer my little contribution to your goal to awaken the world to this strange idea that money is love.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Well, that's why I invited you, because the money is love message is definitely in you and in your life story, which we're going to get into. But, you know, before I introduce you more fully, I do want to tell our listeners that this is our fourth series, our fourth show on Money is Love. This will be our last one, which also concludes the video summit, The Keys to Your Financial Freedom, and want to remind everyone that the replay for that is going out tomorrow morning, Friday, October 29th, at 7 a.m. Eastern time, my time. So if you haven't had a chance to watch these videos or you want to catch up on them, make sure you either sign up. If you have not, you can still sign up, which is www.thekeystoyourfinancialfreedom.com. And from there, you'll get the email. So, but you'll have to do that today if you want to get tomorrow's email that has a link to the replay. So just wanted to give that little plug there about the summit. So again, Olivia, welcome. And I'm just so honored to have you here, because your life story is rich, rich, rich. And, you know, Olivia, folks who are listening, she has this amazing multicultural background. And I just want to tell you a bit about her. She's been in contact with a variety of cultures, experiences, and challenges on different continents. And though she was born in Paris, France, she feels that she is a citizen of the world. She is thrilled and honored to have been chosen to represent her country of birth as a peace ambassador for the upcoming Global Peace Initiative and Second World Parliament on Spirituality. Incredible. Olivia has a reverence for life. She's an advocate for animals and the environment, and she loves gardening. And I learned this when I first met her. She has been a glass artist most of her life, creating art pieces and teaching stained glass and glass mosaics. She is also a coach, a mentor, and a speaker with a calling to help push humanity forward. She guides her audiences to the awareness that a major source of discontentment comes from compromising our own truth. Amen to that. Olivia teaches us how to live from the inside out and understand what truly makes you happy. She helps you to find the courage to be authentic, to courageously embrace change as an exciting adventure. And in doing so, you discover stupendous inner joy and freedom to live the life you love and inspire others to do the same. And she is focused on, one of her areas is money as love for peace on earth, because she believes that when we reach a tipping point of human beings who have a harmonious, respectful, and loving partnership with money, as we would in a romantic relationship, we will have reached peace on this beautiful planet. And I will say, Olivia is just debuting her new website, which is livingthelifeilove.net. And so I invite you all to check out her beautiful words on that page and what she's offering as a coach, as a teacher, as a mentor. So again, Olivia, welcome. I'm so glad we're going to do this.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's just jump right in, because, you know, you have a really fascinating story about how, you know, you're in Arizona now, right? That's where you live?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have a fascinating story how you ended up there. You like your background and your bio, you've lived many places. But your own story has now become your greatest teacher, has it not?
It certainly has, yes. So I was living in Africa before I moved to Arizona. I lived in Africa for 12 years. Mm-hmm. I followed a man I fell in love with. Mm-hmm. He was a very, very wealthy man, and he didn't care how much money I spent. Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
So, you know, I had everything to be happy, and on the outside, mm-hmm. I did look happy. But mm-hmm. on the inside, after a few years, there was a void. Something was missing, and I actually lost my smile. And my smile is, mm-hmm. I mean, this man told me that that was one of the reasons he fell in love with me. But after a few years, mm-hmm. I lost my smile. So mm-hmm. after 12 years, and even though I still loved him, I decided to leave. So why? Well, because one day, and, you know, not to be overly personal, but you know that a lot of powerful insights happen in the shower or
yes.
on the throne
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
in the bidet, on the bidet, of
mm-hmm.
course.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as I was in the bathroom, actually, I turned around and I caught my eyes in the mirror. And then I heard a voice mm-hmm. that said, hey, sure, you're living a more than comfortable life, but 10 years from now, when you look at those eyes in the mirror again and you ask yourself, what did I do with the last 10 years? Did I waste them? And if the answer is yes, I just won't be able to stand myself. So, you know, that's about being true to yourself.
That's amazing, Olivia, because, I mean, it sounds like there was like a divine intervention almost for you. You know, I'd love to hear what you thought. You know, looking back, where did that voice come from?
I think it was a divine intervention. In those days, I didn't really, I'm not sure that I called it that, but it was mm-hmm. definitely very powerful, and I felt that I had to act upon that inkling, you know. I mean, it really was a powerful moment. And I understood in that moment that I had to be true to myself, and that actually mm-hmm. your first priority is to be true to yourself.
Mhm. Mhm. Absolutely. And what you know, because what I'm hearing, you know, and I think this is really important, and why I love your story too, because there wasn't necessarily anything outwardly wrong, right, in your life. I mean, you had all your needs met. You know, there weren't. It doesn't sound like there was anything super dramatic. It just was what.
No, there wasn't anything super dramatic. I mean, I was mm-hmm. happy, but I wasn't mm-hmm. totally happy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good-looking man. He was very intelligent, very successful. Sex was out of this world. You know, I mean, there mm-hmm. was a lot of things going for staying with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a control freak in other things.
Mm-hmm.
And which I'm a free spirit, and really I felt powerfully that I had to be true to myself and I could not compromise my freedom.
Yes, yes. Wow, huge. So
it
your free
huge.
Spirit was breaking through and said to you, okay, is it really as free as you can be? And the answer was no. So what happened next?
Well, then I told him that I was leaving. And so he asked me where I wanted to go, and he said, you know, I when I told him I was leaving, I hurt his pride because, you know, with his money, everybody was puppets around him, but I had told him that he could not pull my strings. And so I hurt his pride when I told him that I was leaving, and he said, well, fine, then I'll give you I'll pay for a plane ticket for you and your pets, but that's all. And I replied,
mm-hmm.
fine, that's all I need. But
mm-hmm.
and you know what? This wealthy guy, after 12 years of living together, took me to the airport, and he did not even give me any pocket money.
Oh,
nothing.
My.
Nothing. But, you know, fortunately, we had come to the U.S. 2 years prior for the New Year,
mm-hmm.
and we had
mm-hmm.
about $35 in change left from that trip, and that's what I took, and that's how I started my life all over. again in 2000 with a couple of suitcases, a dog, two cats, and $35. And Corinna, when he put me in the plane, his last words were, "I've got to admit that you have balls." And coming from him, that really was a compliment. So, you know, truly, I won't tell you that it was easy, but I will tell you that I have never regretted my decision. I did get my smile back, and I learned to cultivate my inner joy, which now people say is contagious, and I'm on a mission to inspire thousands of people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel it from you. It's why we connect so much, you know? And I love what you say. Like, I get it, because you, that day that you parted ways with him and stepped on that plane, you literally stepped into your authentic self. And then from that moment on, you could just be happy because you were with your authentic self. You didn't need anything else.
Well, and you know, actually, I had to go through a period of mourning, you know, just as if he had died for a year and a half. Yeah. I mourned him. So really, it wasn't easy. I mean, it wasn't easy financially or emotionally, you know, but spiritually, it was the right thing to do.
What kept you going? You know, I mean, how did you motivate and inspire yourself during that time, you know, that year and a half when you were, you know, making the transition to your new life?
I just kept saying to myself that it was the right decision. I felt it so strongly. I actually never doubted it. I knew it was the right decision. So I never did look back, never had any regret.
And the mourning piece, how did that release from you?
Oh, I guess time heals all, right? Because at first, you know, I would see a car like his and I would start crying and I would go, "Why the heck are you crying? You made the decision and that's the right decision." And I'd go, "Yeah, of course I'm happy, but still, I mean, it's like he's dead in my life, you know?"
Right. Absolutely. And it is true. Time heals, as well as, you know, taking action and adding new into your life. So what began to unfold for you when you, you know, got here and started to create a new life?
Oh, well, at first I had a full-time day job and a full-time night job and three part-time jobs. When I think about it now, I'm thinking, well, when did I sleep? So, but I don't know, I managed, I lived through it, and so now, you know, I have my own house. I have, I eat every day. You know, I manage. And I'm an artist, you know, by trade. I was doing glass art. So that's what I did until about 2008 or 2010 when the economy went down and, you know, everything crumbled and I had to reinvent myself again. But I have become very good at reinventing myself. It seems to be a recurring theme in my life.
Yeah. You know, I think that's true of a lot of, you know, really free spirits like you and myself. There's this constant reinvention because we have the fullness of, you know, just spirit moving through us, and spirit just wants to thrive and create, and we know how that goes, right? The things we create eventually are gonna, you know, diminish, and then we create again, and there's these bursts, right, of creativity and inspiration. And at least that's how I've seen it happen in my life.
Yes, and you know, Corinna, when you were asking me what helped me go through, you know, through that period with grace, actually, I'm very much in love with our beautiful planet, and I am very much in touch with nature. And so seeing the beauty all around me all the time was very, you know, was really a big help. It would boost my spirit. And in fact, now I have a tree in my backyard. I've got several trees, but one of them is kind of my favorite one, and I hug it, and it inspires me. And so, you know, seeing beauty, having gratitude for what you've got and, you know, for what you have and what and who you are, and for whatever challenges are coming your way, because that builds you. So have the gratitude for that growing, you know, that even if it's a challenge sometimes, and most of the time it is, and it's not easy, but getting out of your comfort zone is one of the ways to grow. So accept it, in fact, embrace it, and actually instead of seeing it as something difficult, see it as an adventure, as a fun adventure.
Yes.
And and then another thing that really helped me is my pets, of course, and that dog and the two cats I originally had, you know, I brought here are dead now, but I've got another cat and she's a cutie and I just love kissing her on the nose. And to me, that is, you know, it helps me feel connected to all that is. And every time I kiss her on the nose, I'm so grateful that she's in my life and I'm grateful for everything. So gratitude, appreciation, beauty, that's a big part of my life.
And you really hit it there. It really is. I mean, and, you know, all these things that are become a source of abundance for us, right?
Yes,
absolutely. Fill us up. And so I want to ask you about, I know we talked, you know, off air about how you are now embarking on you know, a new chapter in your life, which is to support people in embracing the changes in their lives as an exciting adventure. And I just love that idea. I love it for a lot of reasons. One being just, you know, I see that's what we're all here to do, right? Life is, we're in this earth school and it's really just one adventure after another. But, you know, could you share with us a little more about how you see that perspective helping people, and then segue that at some point into, you know, how does this bring us to money?
Okay, well, you know, I've had several really powerful milestones in my life. So, of course, when I left Africa, that was one of them. But another one also a few years prior was that my brother committed suicide. And that, for me, was really an initiation. And the thing that is terrible is that I had never told him how much I admired him, and I had never told him that I loved him. And so, you know, I want you to imagine for a moment, you have used up all your time on earth, you're on your deathbed, and you're reflecting on your life. And in that intimate moment with yourself, what is your biggest regret? You know, what's your biggest regret at the end of your life? Well, let me tell you that in our Western culture, the number one regret of people at the end of their life is, I wish I had had the courage to live my life being true to myself. How about that, you know? And then followed by, I wish I had not worked so hard, or I had not taken life so seriously, and I had let myself be happier. So, you know, and I did some research on that, and when I read that, it really hit me, because I thought that means that most people throughout their whole life are not authentic, are not in integrity with themselves, are just going through the motions, like hypnotized, you know, and that's a terrible thing. I mean, life is short and life is precious and life is sacred. So, you know, we have to understand that a major source of discontentment in our life actually comes from compromising our own truth. Because regret brings nothing. I mean, it really provides absolutely nothing but suffering, as we allow the past to dictate how we feel. And that's why, you know, when I was thinking of when I would see a car that looked like his car, I would start crying and I'd go, I don't want to be suffering. This is my choice and I love my new life. No matter what's coming my way, I embrace it, you know. So... And because life, you know, I mean, if your life isn't about the joy of it, then definitely something needs to change, you know, la joie de vivre, right? It means the joy of living. So what I think is there's still time, no matter how old people are, there's still time for them to address issues that might otherwise later, you know, become regrets, and to give ourselves the gift of saying goodbye with a peaceful mind, because truly life is a magical adventure that is meant to be enjoyed, and I want people to enjoy their life. So, and I think that the happier you are, then the more it opens you up for the abundance that's going to come in your life. So it's going to be abundance of, well, health for one thing, because if you're happy, you know, your body talks to your mind talks to your body. So the happier you are, the healthier you are. But also, you, when you radiate that joy, people see it, people feel it, and they want to be with you. And so that opens you up to more friendship and more love and more money, because money is an energy, and money, you know, it flows in and out. So it flows into your life and out of your life as you pay your bills, but it flows through you. And I kind of think that, you know, there's only one energy. It's the energy of love. So money is love, and joy is one of the highest vibrations that human beings can express. So I equate all of it, you know, your, you know, beauty and joy, and it's love. It's all love. And money, it's all the same thing. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure that makes sense to the logical mind, but I think but it doesn't
I think
have
it does.
To make sense.
It may not to some logic, but the way you just stepped through that for us, I thought it sounded very logical. And, of course, on an emotional level and on a heart level, that's all that really needs to get it. But, you know, it makes a lot of sense from that space. But I love how you said, you know, because what I can imagine is sort of this gradual transformative experience that has probably happened for you, which is why you can speak of this, is, you know, as you talked about, first connecting into appreciation and gratitude for beauty and nature, right? And maybe your gratitude and appreciation is from the people around you or your children or, you know, anything you can, you know, easily connect to in that way. And then that moves you into happiness, which then moves you into joy, which, as you said, is this like exclamation point of vibrational emotions we can have. And all of that are levels of expanding more and more love through us. That's what
absolutely
I got from what you said.
And you're so right, Corinna, because actually one big piece is also to love yourself. Because for one thing, if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody truly. But, I mean, we are here on this planet to, how would I say, to express ourselves, to express who we are. And our I think our primary duty is towards ourselves. And that's not being selfish. That's why each one of us is living their own life. I'm living my life. I've got to love myself. And then when I'm able to appreciate who I am, then I can, again, radiate, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? That inspires others to do the same.
Yes, absolutely. We're here to radiate and express who we are at the highest level of ourselves. I just love that. Absolutely love it. So let's take a couple minutes here and, you know, translate that into our relationship with money, because I'm seeing the link. I'm getting it. How would you, where is the link there, you know? Okay, we're our inner radiance. We're in our inner joy. Okay, now comes, you know, how we connect into our own personal money and then, you know, the collective global money piece.
Well, yes, because what was I going to say? I had something. I just lost it. But I work with money archetypes because when you discover your primary archetypes, and this is a system that's amazingly accurate, and it's fun. It's a quiz that you take to discover your archetypes. So it's accurate, it's enlightening, and it's actually freeing because you're going to discover who you are through those archetypes. And it's going to help you change your mindset of fear and scarcity and even, you know, and as you understand who you are and start having, here's the way I see it. And, you know, because I'm French, I like to be a little, flirty, you know. So I like to say, hey, you know, how would you like to have a hot love affair and tickle your G's, you know? And I go, no, I'm not a matchmaker. I'm talking about a love affair with your money. And G stands for gap, as in money gap, you know? So, because did you know that money is actually the number one cause of divorce. And it's also behind every issue in the world, the wars and everything. There's so much greed, you know. So what I think is that if we can heal our relationship, our own relationship with money, and have actually, heal our partnership with money and really have a relationship as we would in a romantic relationship. For one thing, it's more fun to see money that way. And and then as we heal ourselves that way, we help raise the vibration on the planet, and we help raise heal the greed economy, because it has to become a new love economy, and it starts with your personal love economy. And I don't think we really have a choice nowadays with the shift that's going on the planet. We are all pushed to do that, and most of us don't realize, but it's not about fear and scarcity. There's enough money for everybody in the world, you know, and it's not about competition either. It's about loving yourself and helping each other. So so that system that I have helps you discover your blind spots and challenges, as well as your hidden strengths about money. And it's not, you know, I don't show people to do budgets and stuff. I'm not a financial planner. It's about money mindset.
Absolutely. And I love what you're saying, because so it's going to give you this current assessment and then lead you into that personal love economy. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because we don't realize, but we all have beliefs about money which are not serving us. And I know that some speakers on your summit talked about that. So I just said that, you know, when a change is desired, awareness is the first step. So, and you cannot solve a problem with the consciousness that you had when you created the issue. And by the way, we have to understand that we are the creators of our lives. So, you know, if you want to know whether your beliefs support you or not, well, then just look at where you're at in your life. And if you're not satisfied with your current situation or, you know, how much money you've got, then decide to make a change. So awareness first, and then decide to make a change. And then if you don't know where to start, well, then seek help. But another thing also, another big thing, is that we have to become good receivers, you know, because it is not true that it's better to give than to receive, because if there are givers, there has to be a receiver too, right? So, and money, the way I see it is that money is an energy, it's a representation of love and gratitude, and it is used as an exchange for services received. And so when you receive and you give with gratitude, then what, you know, what you appreciate appreciates, what you appreciate grows, right?
And I just love that you're saying this, because the receiving part I think is super important, and one of the big areas that is currently lacking, by and large on the planet and with individuals, and we don't have time to get into exactly why, but maybe just a little teaser, you know, I mean, certainly a lot of the summit interviews talk about this, but it has a lot to do with the divine feminine and the feminine aspect, because in biology, you know, we're talking about, you know, you were bringing in the love and the sex part of this, and, you know, intimacy with your money. The feminine is about the it's the receiving part. So, you know, just to bring that into people's awareness, where is your receiving, you know, aspect of yourself, and just to open yourself up with that. So, comment on that real quick.
I was going to say, you're totally right, because I used to be very, I mean, I used to be feminine, but also very, very masculine, making decisions and all of that. And when people would say, oh, do you need help? And we said, no, I'm fine, you know. So that was not receiving. I was always, you know, I was strong enough and all of that. But then I learned to accept all the gifts that came to me. No matter what, I accept the gifts. And receiving is not easy when you're not used to it. When you're very masculine, when you're used to being a leader and you're used to, you know, making decisions, it's not easy to receive. And that is the feminine side. You're so right. That's what we have to learn.
Yes. That's what we're learning. So we are about to end. Went so fast, Olivia. Thank you. And I just want to give one last mention here that if you're interested to learn more about Olivia, check out her website, livingthelifeilove.net, all one word. And can you say your email real quick, Olivia, if people want to send you a message? What is it?
Sure. It is olivia@livingthelifeilove.net. And I hope you can all say that. I hope you can all say that with me. I am now living the life I love.
Yay. All right, Olivia. Well, it's been my joy to have you on here, and thank you so much.
It's been my great pleasure to share my joy as well. Thank you, Corina. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.